A united front. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As Russia continues to send troops to its border with Ukraine, President Biden meeting at the White House yesterday with a key NATO ally.
During his meeting with President Biden at the White House, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz acknowledged the global tension through a translator.
We are in a very difficult situation, and it is a good thing that Joe and I were able to discuss what we need to do.
Any invasion would likely mean the U.S. and its allies will seek to shut down Russia's prized fuel pipeline, according to President Biden.
There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
Neither Biden nor Scholz would go into how that would happen.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Russia's President Putin says French President Macron brought some new ideas to the table when the two met in Moscow last night. President Biden has accepted the resignation of his chief science advisor, Dr. Eric Lander, for bullying his staff.
This is the highest level exit from the Biden administration to date, and it's raising questions over why the White House did not fire him, but rather allowed him to resign after initially defending him in his post.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The House votes today on another temporary spending measure to keep the government running until March 11th. The current spending authorization runs out 10 days from now. Connecticut, Delaware, California, and New Jersey will ease their mask restrictions in the coming weeks. New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy.
We can responsibly take this step given the continuing drop in new cases and hospitalizations from Omicron. And with all the evidence projecting a continued decline over the coming weeks.
Californians will be able to shed their masks on February 15th, but only if they've been vaccinated and not in Los Angeles or San Francisco, where county mask mandates are still in place. After closing nearly flat yesterday, early morning Dow futures are trading more than 100 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The mayor of Ottawa declaring the protest by a convoy of Canadian truckers protesting COVID mandates to be an insurrection and asking the Canadian government to send in the Mounties.
A state of emergency has been declared in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. What began more than a week ago as a protest by Canadian truckers over proof of vaccination when crossing the border from the U.S. has erupted into a massive demonstration. Similar protests spread to other locations, but the demonstration in Ottawa is the largest and most contentious. Organizers say they want an end to all vaccine mandates. They vow to remain until their demands are met.
Fox's David Lee Miller reports police in Ottawa are threatening to arrest people who bring the truckers fuel, and they're working to cut off monetary support. Arizona's attorney general says the influx of illegal immigrants at the border meets the constitutional definition of an invasion. Mark Brnovich is calling on Governor Doug Ducey to use war powers to repel the enormous number of migrants that have hit the state's borders. Two of the country's discount airlines are planning to merge, Frontier offering $2.9 billion to buy Spirit Airlines. Shareholders and federal regulators would have to approve the deal. Talks to revive the Iran nuclear agreements are resuming.
European diplomats say negotiations on restoring the Iran nuclear deal are reaching the final stage. Teams have been meeting for almost a year after President Biden said the U.S. could return to the agreement if Iran stops violating its terms. Last week, the Biden administration eased sanctions, allowing foreign companies to work in Iran's nuclear sector. The State Department insists that does not amount to sanctions relief. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Still no gold for U.S. athletes at the Winter Olympics, but American figure skater Nathan Chen has shattered the world points record for his short program in figure skating. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.